الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم، ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين. بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم، يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه، فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم. روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه، فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم. هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته، لكل هول من الأهوال مقتحم. يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا، واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان، فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصمه. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: اللهم بارك لنا في رجب وشعبان وبلغنا رمضان. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: اللهم سلمنا لرمضان، وسلم رمضان لنا، وسلمه لنا متقبلا. أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام، وصدق الله وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. Before we carry on with our actual subject, what we learn we like to share with our friends, and it happens that many times who you share with, they make more better amal than the person who informed them also. So Allah Ta'ala, with the hope that we all, Allah give us tawfiq of amal, appreciate the great ni'mat and bounties of Allah Ta'ala, and that in that way we also get a full share. Such an easy way, our deen, ad-deenu yusran, ad-dallu ala al-khayr kafa'ilihi. Just inform others of good, they do it, you also getting the full sawab. Of course, our niyat must be also to do it, but we know we are weak, and we always have this hope that the next person is more better than me, and he'll make better amal. So let me convey the message. So as we all, we are all sitting here, and we all have got some nisbat connection. We are the children of our parents, we are parents of our children, we are employers, we are employees, we are husbands, we are wives, we all have some connection. But in this connection, if we have messed up things, we haven't fulfilled the rights of whose rights are over us. The children didn't fulfill the rights of the parents, parents didn't fulfill the rights of the children, the employer, the employees, the employee, the employee, whatever. And after that you go and you ask for a favor. After you have messed up everything, now you say, do this favor for me. And not your right, a favor. Nobody in the world will have the guts to go also. And if somebody does go, they will chase him away. That you messed up everything and now you're coming to ask for favors. Like a worker who didn't come to work whole week, whole month. And now he comes end of the month and he demands his wages. And he demands a bonus also. And when he comes in also, he's fighting with the people there, he's damaging things. We can't imagine such a scene in the world. But even if it does happen, then we know it is. What a terrible thing. But Allah, Rabbul Izzat, is that being that we have messed up everything with Allah. Our ibadat also we have messed up. Our Ramadan, how many Ramadans Allah gave us? And we have messed them up. Allah gave many of us many tawfiq of Hajj. How many times? But we messed it up also. And then yet we demand from her. And if we demand, or even if we say, Ya Allah, I couldn't fulfill the right. But Allah is that being, after we damage everything, He does not only say that, ask me, He commands us that you still ask me. And He will give us, and He gives us still, and He gives us in abundance, more than what we hope for. Such a merciful Allah, Tabarak wa Ta'ala, we have got. That Allah is most kind, and He gives us, though we have messed up everything with Allah, He commands us, you ask me. And then He gives us, and when He gives us happily also. And He gives us more than what we hope for. And Allah Ta'ala gives without any fear that what I got will diminish. If we, now Ramadan is coming, many business people, all people working out their zakat, Ramadan people will come, we'll give zakat, we have to give here, but we got a quota. And anyone come also, that how much can I give now? Some unexpected, normally the person doesn't come, he came, you have to give him zakat. But now you see how much you got. But when Allah gives, Allah doesn't have to say how much I've still got. How much can I give? There is no limit by Allah Ta'ala. And when Allah gives, He doesn't, there's no consideration that it will get finished. Allah's treasures don't get finished. So much Allah Ta'ala gives. So this is the month of Sha'ban also. 15th Sha'ban, which is soon, is also all the time. And these occasions and the month of Ramadan, through and through, one aspect of the great, great ni'mat of Allah in the month of Ramadan is to beg from Allah. And in fact, Allah gets angry with those who don't ask. Yeah, in this world, who you ask, they become angry with you. How much now you asking me? How much you begging from me? But Allah, if we don't ask, Allah becomes angry. And we can get tired asking, Allah will never get tired giving. And in fact, throughout the year, last part of the night, Allah is asking, what do you want from me? You want this? Allah is offering. And Allah is telling us, in fact, what you must ask. You want this? I will give you. You want this? I will give you. And then, like the 15th Sha'ban night, from sunset right through, Allah is asking. Whole month of Ramadan, from iftari time, the whole night, Allah is asking, what do you want from me? You want this from me? You want that from me? And still, if we are not taking, and Allah has given us this life of ours, it is for this purpose, to take from Allah. And as our Shaykh, rahimahullah, used to say, that if we asked Allah for everything, but we didn't ask Allah Himself, then we have asked for nothing. And if we ask Allah Ta'ala that we get Him, tu mera hoja, ek tu mera, you become mine. And then you have asked for everything, even if you ask for nothing else, you have asked for everything. And Allah Ta'ala, Allahu Akbar. وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ. We are so close to you than your jugular, your life. Your jugular vein is your life. We are more closer to you than your life. So close. And if we, our whole life we spend, and Allah is so close, we didn't reach Allah. What a sorrow it will be. And Allah has made Himself available for us also. Not that Allah has hidden Himself. He has made Himself. That anta abudu Allah ka annaka tara, we worship Allah as though we see Allah. In fact, we as all these ashar, mashallah, that just go to the mashayikh, our shaykh's majlis here, our buzurg's majlis. This is not our majlis, it's our mashayikh's majlis. We go there, our eyes will be open, and then it will be impossible not to see Allah. But your eye that you are seeing, who gave you that eye? Just a little bit. Allah is so near. Just realize, who gave me this eye? My eyes are in order. Who made, kept them in order? Hey, my brains are in order. I've got a tongue. I've got my family. I'm sitting on a musalla. I'm in the masjid. What a ni'mat to be in the masjid. How can't we see Allah? Who is giving us this? سَنُرِيهِمْ آيَاتِنَا فِي الْعَفَاقِ وَفِي أَنفُسِهِمْ حَتَّى يَتَبَيَّنَ لَهُمْ أَنَّهُ الْحَقِّ. Allah says, I will show them, my signs are clear. And in any case, a person will have to realize, Allah is watching me. And in that, our ibadat, just one point also, one complaint, some lady came to the house, that, hope it's not true, maybe we make observations many times, that many of our young girls, women generally, she was a lady, so she refers to them, but we have to see it applies to us also, that those who are like alimas, who are in deen, etc., their namaz is so far, up and down, up and down. And just the faraz they're making. And it's a sad, if it's true, it's very sad. No sunnah e muakkada, no other namaz, up and down, and then start talking. Or the phone comes out. No sunnah e muakkada, nafils are out of the question. And she says that other women who don't look seem to be like pious. But when they make namaz, they are doing it with itminan. They are taking their time making their namaz. Namaz is a thing of sukoon, that we should make it with ease and with comfort. We shouldn't be rushing with our namaz. Unfortunately, today we are rushing with namaz. And everywhere, general trend also has come, especially with Isha namaz, awwal waqt. We are Hanafis. Our awwal waqt is according to what is the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But generally, we just want to rush it also. Also, one thing, many times we say, which has come on our tongues also, the environment we are living in, it's a matter of life and death. So it's a very urgent matter. For us, Allah put it on our tongue, it's a matter of iman and kufr. That should be the important criteria for us. It's a matter of iman and kufr, not a matter of life and death. Life is destined for us, how much we're going to live. Mort is the most certain thing, there is no question, we can't avoid it. Matter of iman and kufr, matter of jannat and jahannam. It's a matter of jannat and jahannam. Whatever this urgent matter comes, it's a matter of jannat and jahannam. So Allah make us that we think in that line. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. We've got this very short life. And mashallah, Allah reward all who spoke. And everywhere ulama are speaking, we are all hearing. And Allah make our minds to tune in to the correct program. Like on the radio, there are so many radio stations you can tune into. You can tune into Radio China or any Pakistan or any other, how many other radio stations there are. To this, Allah make us that we tune in to radio of Deen, the radio of Akhirat, and the preparation, and at this time, the real preparation for Akhirat. This is a very, very important thing, and that we get used to this. And we can see that Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam started in reminding us really. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam was all the time prepared. But with the dua, Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban. Give us barakat in the month of Rajab and the month of Sha'ban. Month of Rajab, really the main thing is the Mi'raj. And in Mi'raj is the Salat. And Salat, which was given this night as a duty, but moreover, it is a gift from Allah. Allah give us tawfiq whenever we start getting ready for namaz, when we standing up for namaz, that we make shukr to Allah, you made namaz as faraz on us. It's a great gift that Allah gave us our deen. What a beautiful way of life, a perfect way of life, a life where there are all the beautiful qualities, and anything away from Islam, whichever it is, whether it is East or West, whether it is modern or liberalism, whether it is modernism, whether it is a Western way of life, all that comes with trouble, with problems, with illness, sicknesses, with difficulties, with disgrace, with humility, drugs in that way of life, gambling in that way of life, womanizing in that way of life, all the evils of that come with it. It shows you a very sample of enjoyment in that way of life, of pleasure in that way of life, living it up, enjoying, etc. But what is hidden behind there? It doesn't deliver that sample, it delivers all the worst and the most filthiest things. Like if somebody sends you a present and is making a fool out of you, a joke with you, and a beautiful parcel he prepares, the cover of it, today all the wrappers and all the bag, gift wrappers and gift bags, how beautiful. But inside he has filled all dirt and filth and all the worst things, how you feel. This is what that way of life is. An Islamic way of life, outwardly it will be a simple pastor. It's just like simple. And beauty of Islam is the simplicity of Islam. But behind that and inside that is all the great, great enjoyment. Only enjoyment in this life. And that is also a life that as we progress and we come more towards our mort, we are going more towards that enjoyment in this life. And then the highlight of it will be mort itself. And then more greater than that will be the life of the qabr, barzakh, the day of qiyamah. And then forever after that in Jannah. What a beautiful way. Allah gave that to us. How can we be copying other people? How can we incline towards others? Everything of ours, we make our ibadat. But in our ibadat, we destroy so many other ibadat. Like the month of Ramadan, many people there are who will keep their roza, but no namaz in their life. Or many are negligent about generally the namazes. Many of them know namaz, but roza we make sure. So we fulfill one faraz and we are breaking how many other faraz. We are going for hajj, faraz hajj. One hajj we are fulfilling, but how many namazes we are missing on the way. They are also in the, while we are in the haram. If we are not going for our namazes, not making them with jamaat. So how many one right we do, how many wrongs we do. We have a nikah, which is also an ibadah. But in there, it is in a hall, intermingling of the sexes, men and women, music there, photography, videoing, all these things are taking place. One thing by name we are doing, nikah is an ibadah. And many times, now I don't think any more wedding cards, now it's just on the social media, that an-nikahu min sunnati, we will quote that hadith also. But in that one nikah, we are doing all the other wrong things. And after that worse, if now we are going on a honeymoon, and we are dressing in that honeymoon, we forget we are Muslims. And our namazes become weak at the least. Otherwise we even miss our namazes. We are having a Quran Sharif khatam. And in there also a function in a hall. Men and women are mixing. And perhaps even videoing and taking photos also. So many things Allah give us the correct understanding, and this is the great barakat of attaching ourselves with our buzurgani deen. All our buzurg, they give us the proper understanding of deen. Otherwise, we think we are doing a lot of good, but we are doing a lot of wrong. So this dua of Nabi Ali salatu wasalam, with relevance to namaz, Allah make it that we become conscious of our namaz. We become five times namazi. At the beginning, even if it is just the outward form of namaz, but Allah give us the tawfiq that we work to make it a namaz in reality. As-salatu mi'rajul mu'min has been referred. And this is a reality. Namaz is not that you just ka'annaka tarahu, but it is mi'raj. You are going to Allah Ta'ala. And the real time when you are with Allah is when we are in sajda. You are the closest to Allah. And at that time, Allahu Akbar, when Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam made Mi'raj, Allah only knows, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam knows, where Jibreel Ali Salam couldn't go, and what was the discourse between Allah and His beloved at that time. Allah gave it to us in our sajda. Make our contact with Allah Ta'ala. We are not Anbiya, na'uzu billah. Nobody can be a Nabi. Nobody can ever reach that stage. But at least understand more than that sports which is overwhelming us. And sport was just a matter of kicking a ball and throwing a ball. It became a religion. It has become a god. People die for sports. People give their life. Muslim people, namazis, give their lives for sports. And sport means everything. One of the worst enemies that we are here, which we don't consider as an enemy, that makes it worse, is the sport. Other gunas, we still realize it's a guna. But sport is sport. So much so that good people, ulama, somebody asks them a masala, leave that alone and let's talk about this cup final and let's talk about that. Putting deen one side and say, leave that masala alone. Leave that talk alone. And let's talk about sports. Because it's a very serious thing. Allah make us understand. And sports was such a thing, perhaps all of us, our young days, we also thought very great thing, sports. We died for sports. It meant everything. Allah put that how that we loved it more than that Allah put the hatred of it. So all this, the kuffar sports and that, all the other things today, the cell phone, the films people are watching, the games, the comedies, the cartoons, all these things here are totally destructive. Allah, an easy way to come out of this, nafs inclines to all this. This is the test which Allah Ta'ala has put on us. Now to come out of it, Allah has made really deen, ad-deenu yusran. Just start with Durood Sharif and read it regularly. Read Tawbah, make Tawbah istighfar. Even just for the start, just the words of it. Read La Hawla wa La Quwwata Illa Billah. Read Quran Sharif. There is a month of Quran Sharif now. From Shaban already, we should start increasing our tilawat. And Ramadan should be, as our buzurgs, only Quran Sharif. From morning to night, they were those buzurgs. Nothing else in their life but Quran. And Quran Sharif, when we read, make amongst all the other du'as, we can't make long, long du'as than when we're going to read also. But really, all the du'as and intentions we have to make are so long that we won't start reading. But Allah has made it also easy, simple. For example, make one niyyah that, oh Allah, you give to the reciter of the Quran more than those people who engage in du'as. So now when I'm reading Quran, you give me more than what you are giving those who are asking and begging of you. And Allah's promise, Allah will give that. And تُخَلِّكُهُ بِاللَّحْمِ وَدَمِي وَسَمْعِي وَبَصَرِي. Mawlana Aslam Sabha, Shaykh of Puri, Rahmatullah Alayh, great, great lover and devotee of Quran. He became shaheed on the name of Quran Sharif. He once came by Hazrat in Karachi and he told Hazrat, that how many wastas are given, things to that you want to, that so and so is, I'm asking you in the name of so and so, in the barakat of so and so, nothing more has been asked for with so many wasail as for Quran Sharif. In Munajat-e-Maqbool, the Thursday manzil and Friday manzil, the first beginning dua, just say how many, what then, what great, great things a person please because of this, because of that, because, and what is the end? Make Quran Sharif my life. Make it be my life, my living. So Quran Sharif, if a person reads, it's enough for his guidance also. Really, become bayat, alhamdulillah, good. And everything, have a sheikh, very important. But if we just keep on Quran Sharif, tilawat, Durood Sharif has changed the lives of people. Just reading that the zikr, subhanallah, even just subhanallah alone, many mashayikh have made the complete islah of the murid just by prescribing subhanallah. Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib rahmatullah alayhi prescribed 3,000 durood sharif. One lady became bayat and her whole life, and what, it was a family lady. In front of our eyes we saw what her life changed. Where many times we think a person, it's impossible, this person's life can't change. Who and who hasn't spoken to him? What and what hasn't happened in his life, but still he's not changing. But Durood Sharif will completely change. Allah give us so. So the month of Rajab, for what namaz, the month of Shaban now, especially 15th Shaban, the whole month. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, this is a month people are unmindful of the value, the greatness of this month. It is a very great month. And then, so, Tawbah Istighfar. And Allahu Akbar. Yeah, we make application for a visa, you have to pay a fee. You make application for a learner's license, you have to pay a fee. But Allah, when we make application, we don't pay a fee. Allah pays us for asking. For making the application, Allah pays us. The actual acceptance that is there, Allah guarantees that acceptance. But just for asking also, Allahu Akbar, if we make Salatul Tawbah, for example, of our gunas, so the object is to have that Allah forgive us, but for making Salatul Tawbah, we get Tawab also. Then Allah still forgives our gunas also. We make Salatul Shukr. And there is no way out for us besides making Shukr. But now you're just making that namaz of shukr, for that Allah is rewarding you. Now for your shukr, Allah is not only rewarding you, it's increasing you in the ni'mat also. Allah, Rabbul Alameen. And when we read Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Rabbul Alameen, let us think who Subhana Rabbiyal Azeem, Subhana Rabbiyal Ala, Allah make our namaz. Really, it is the miraj of a mu'min, a thing that a person should look forward to, not have like an indifference to namaz. And the place of it is the masjid for man. Allah made it. And namaz in the masjid, in the house of Allah. What a great gift. So Shaban, and then Ramadan, Allahu Akbar. The first 10 days, the mercy of Allah. The second 10 days, the forgiveness of Allah. The last 10 days, freedom from Jahannam. Nabi alayhi, Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam came and said, "Oh Nabi, that woe unto that person who finds Ramadan and didn't get his forgiveness done." In other words, it's impossible that you don't get your forgiveness done. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, "Ameen" on that day. So the month of Ramadan, Allah has made every moment from Maghrib till Subah Sadiq, the Allah is asking, "You want this from me, you want that from me," and Allah accepts our du'as. The whole day, all the creation of Allah, the fish, the birds, are making du'a for the rozedar. So 24 hours, we are in the rahmat of Allah. Five, make our five times namaz, we're getting the namaz, the reward of 50 namaz. Like the whole day we were in namaz. What a deen, what a nabi, Nabiur Rahma. Allah, Rabbul Alameen, Arhamul Rahimeen, Akramul Akrameen, Jawad, Haleem, Kareem, Allah, the water Allah has given us. So this is the time really, we should really look forward to it and make the best of it. Whatever we can do during this and from now, the whole year, our life is short, very short. And when a person realizes, he starts panicking, my life is going, and what I have to acquire. And also let us not be fooled by shaitan. But Maulana's wife also does this, Maulana also does this, Mufti Saab also does it, Sufi Saab also does it, so I'm also justified, I can also do it. Everything consider it for me, for my akhirat. That nafal namaz, many of us, it's nafal, so it's optional. But what is going to give me in Jannah? The two nafils after zuhr to sunnah muakkada, two nafils, person who make the two nafils, a palace in Jannah. So just to get that palace, 10 times, qul huwa Allahu ahad, a palace in Jannah. So when this is so easy, don't think he's not reading it, they taking it easy. No, think my, I have to build my palace. It's my matter in akhirat and forever. That to save ourselves from guna, so and so also making that guna, and so it's all right. No, don't look at other people in that, in the wrong thing. This is nafs also. And what the good Maulana is doing and Maulana's wife and family are doing, we don't see that. We only see all the weaknesses. And that also what we imagining our weaknesses. Reality we don't know. Many times the thing outwardly looks somehow, but the reality is something else. Many times in arguments between people, husband, wife, the way the initial thing goes, the husband is fully to blame. But when you realize the whole blame is the wife. She was complaining all the time, but her blame. Or if the wife is to blame all the time. When you sit down, you discuss, you realize, no, it's the husband who's the problem. So all the time, we're thinking like this. And why don't we see the good? And the real matter is my akhirah. What's, and I'm going to go in my qabr on my own. What will be my life in my qabr? So the month of Ramadan, and what a month also, the first 10 days, second, third, then the last 10 days, the odd nights. Allahu Akbar. And then when we come closer, the end of Ramadan, the last night of Ramadan, the night of Eid, the day of Eid, that is really what is Eid, what we enjoy. Not new clothes, not the big pots of biryani, etc. Not all the gifts and things, other things that we do, but this is really when we have reached Allah Ta'ala. So Allah give us tawfiq to appreciate this, and let us move towards Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. It's a short life, it's a short time. And Allahumma وَبَلِّغْنَا رَمَضَان اللَّهُمَّ سَلِّمْنَا لِرَمَضَان. Very important dua. Allah give us tawfiq. We also such, when we talk about it, we're making, but are we making this dua on our own? when our five times namaz duas, or any other time, are we making this dua, Allahumma sallimna li Ramadan, keep us safe, keep everything order, our health, everything for the month of Ramadan. How, just seem Nabi, what a Nabi, and Nabi haq, 100% true, there is no doubt that duas Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam taught us, every dua is a proof that he is the true Nabi of Allah. Every ayat, every letter, every harakat, zabar, zair is a proof that Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam is a true Nabi of Allah ta'ala. And from there also, that what is the uloom of Allah? What are the ma'arif which Allah has put in the Quran Sharif? And together with that, where we associate with ulama, in our towns, in every town there will be taraweeh, there will be programs every day, there will be Jummah bayans. Let us appreciate all this. And let us, when we go for our Jummah bayans, whatever programs we are attending, with enthusiasm, what feeling, let us go. And in everything, it's in us that we can take out good from there. Many times we say, we compare. Nowadays it's YouTube zamana, and so many bayans available on there. And we choose also that which bayan I want to hear. Any person's bayan, it's in me how much I can benefit. And you can get to the, agar tera shaykh ho la sani. Ma'asiyat, gunas make a person away from Allah. Even if your shaykh is, there is no second to your shaykh. But our gunas, so it's up to us. We can take the benefit. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, let us benefit. There were some brothers who wanted to come become bad. There are some ladies also. So I don't see those brothers present. But if there is anyone, we can come forward, inshallah. And the ladies, they will hear and they will repeat the words where they are, inshallah. Mufti Saab is telling me from long, but I have to become bad to Mufti Saab. It is his muhabbat, his tawadu, his ikhlas, and by the barakat of that, Allah does my work, all of our work. Allah make us also become closer to Allah Ta'ala.